This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're spending a lot of time in and around Erie, Pennsylvania this year for a series we're calling The Big Promise, how the Trump administration's policies and election promises are playing out around the country with Trump supporters and opponents alike. Like a lot of struggling manufacturing towns, Erie has seen a big population decline over the years, while at the same time it has welcomed immigrants and refugees, which now make up about 20% of the city's population. Erie needs them to help its economy grow, and as Marketplace's Rima Crace reports, the city's immigrants depend on each other for the very same thing.
This is what Saad El Badawi's day sounds like.
Hey, Alzado, let me grab the phone.
Al? Yes, Shana. The Toyota Corolla, yes.
El Badawi, everyone calls him Al, has been fixing cars in his small shop in Erie since
1998, May of 1998. We open up here.
He was in his 30s then, a new Iraqi refugee living with his two brothers. He says to open the garage, he needed three things.
The money and the language. We live in the United States. You have to have the language. And the help from other people.
The money came from his job as a truck driver. The language from classes. And the help, the electrician next door sent El Badawi his first customers. Now, two decades later, he's married with three children. And he's the one offering the help.
The guy, Erie Otto, on the right-hand side by 16th Street, he used to work here. The guy on 12th Street, he used to work here. The guy on 26th Street, he used to work here.
Iraqis own more than 10 auto shops in Erie, and many of them have learned under El Badawi, and not just how to change tires, but how to start a business, where to buy a hoist, which permits and licenses you need. And because it can be hard for immigrants to borrow money, they lean on each other for that, too.
No interest, no fee, no nothing, you know, just when you finish, you don't need stuff, like a year, year and a half, and bring it over.
I go looking for one of the guys El Badawi helped out, only I wind up in the wrong garage, also owned by an Iraqi immigrant. Of course, he knows where to send me.
He's not far away.
Just that way? Keep going straight?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Good to meet you.
Wael El-Esadi is 38 years old. He says on slow days like this one,
can't even find anything to do just to get your day to pass by. On some days, no, you can't even itch your head because of how busy you are.
El-Esadi initially resettled in San Diego. Then he moved to Erie, then back to San Diego, then back to Erie. He says he likes it here. It's quiet, small.
Although sometimes I've been missing San Diego. It's the big freeways, the nice weather. Other than that, I'm okay.
Erie City is home to about 3,000 Iraqis, and it's known for welcoming immigrants. With a declining population, the city needs them. The surrounding county, though, supported Donald Trump. El-Esadi says the administration's push to keep refugees and immigrants out.
I hate it. As it is, they've been through so much. And being banned from coming to U.S. and get the help they need, that's terrible.
But El-Esadi doesn't want to dwell on that. He'd rather direct me to another friend who has a new butcher shop and grocery store not too far from here. News in Arabic blares from the TV. Two mounted deer heads guard the walls. And in the back, co-owner Haider El-Kofi shaves pieces of meat off a large spit. He also left San Diego for Erie.
Everything is easy right here. You want to rent the home, just $500, $600, you know. Very cheap.
And he just expanded his business. Actually, Saad El Badawi built the addition. You remember him, the mechanic we met at the beginning?
He's a good guy, he's a nice guy, very nice, like my friend.
A friend who gave him a solid deal, a 75% discount. Back at his garage, El Badawi tells me,
somebody gonna want to open that store, doesn't matter who. So I'd rather to see somebody I know to be there, you know, so I can lean on if I need something. That's how it works. You know, I help you, you help me.
And the network keeps getting stronger. In Erie, Pennsylvania, I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.
We've collected all of our Erie coverage, including the live show we did there the day before Inauguration Day at marketplace.org.